this is a recording to help Mr. Greenway with his lines for scene 11. Scene 11 is a very important scene for the office. It is the scene where Greenway comes back on Christmas Eve to hear Hobbs's pitch for the new book, and they don't have anything ready, but Buddy saves the day by coming back and pitching his story as the idea for the book. So they sing Buddy the Elf, and Mr. Greenway loves it. Well, he loves most of it, which then leads to his hilarious conflict with Michaela and Buddy, and finally at odds with Walter. So you are not at the beginning of the scene, Mr. Greenway. You're listening for the cue of, please, I'm begging you, just give me 10 minutes to make this pitch, and then I'll look for Buddy with you. Okay, so that's when you need to come on right after that and make sure you have a briefcase. Okay, let's begin. Scene 11. You have to work on Christmas Eve. Tough luck. So do I. Get it through your heads. Greenway's on his way. And if he doesn't buy our pitch, we're all fired. May I make a suggestion? Ugh, anything. Whenever we visited my Grammy in Budapest, she would tell us the story of little Palko, the one-legged boy. He wished and he wished every year for a leg. And then one Christmas morning, there it was, under the tree. From Santa. A leg? Yes, a leg. A human leg? Yes, because he'd been a very good boy. That's the most disgusting story I've ever heard. Well, it's incredibly touching when you hear it in Hungarian. Dad, you're not going to believe what we just saw. We have to talk, Walter, right now. Deb, keep an eye out for Greenway, will you? What? First of all, Buddy is missing. He ran away. He left a note on an Etch-a-Sketch. Michaela, you don't understand. No, you don't understand. It's not just Buddy. Me and Mom both saw. Oh, Mr. Greenway, how lovely to see you. Please, I'm begging you. Just give me 10 minutes to make this pitch, and then I'll look for Buddy with you. And you come in and say, oh, Christmas party? Okay, picture this. Under a Christmas tree, a little boy's leg. Hi, Dad, everybody. I'm sorry that I... Buddy! Oh, we were so worried. Are you okay? Well, I think I just broke up with my girlfriend. You have a girlfriend? Dad, I know you're mad at me, and I want to fix that. I want to give you a Christmas present, but I don't have any money. So, which would you prefer? 1,000 butterfly kisses or a bracelet made of my hair? Neither. You want to give me a Christmas present? Give me a story to pitch. Oh, no, sir. Of course I have a story to pitch. It's about little Palko, a one-legged boy who... Dad, I have a great story. It starts on Christmas morning. Then we sing the song. When Buddy gets to the part, it's enough to leave the jolly guy perplexed. You say? And then after Michaela says, come on, buddy, what comes next? You say. And then later in the song, when Buddy sings, but soon the phony elf begins to grow so tall, he... Okay. And I think that's all the cues you have in the song. And after the song is ended, there is applause. And once it dies down, you say... Okay, and the office workers are very happy. They go back to their tables, and you guys make a nice little semicircle in the middle. And Walter says, oh, thanks, Mr. Greenway. Thanks a lot. Excuse me? So you want our Christmas story to be about a horse who grows up at the North Pole? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Michaela, you're an idiot. Oh, come on, Buddy the Christmas horse? Sir, I am not a horse. Sorry. Wait. Mr. Greenway, Michaela and Buddy are my kids. I'd prefer you didn't insult them. Tomorrow? Tomorrow's Christmas. Yes, Mr. Greenway, I quit. I quit. No, I want to spend Christmas with my family. Then you go to leave, and Buddy says, Mr. Greenway? Merry Christmas! And you scoff, roll your eyes, and hustle out. I quit. I actually quit my job. Oh, I've never been more proud of you, Walter. Buddy, we saw him. We saw Santa Claus. You did? He was flying around in his sleigh, and then he landed in Central Park. Walter, it was the most incredible. Why would he do that? Unless the sleigh couldn't fly anymore. Oh, Santa was afraid this would happen. We have to go help him. Come on, Buddy, Michaela.